Da, 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 da. Good evening, everyone. It's time for Bedtime Stories with Thompson. And we're reading The Merry Adventures of Robin Hood by Howard Pyle. And we just finished Chapter 3, where the Tinker joined the band. And now we're starting Chapter 4, The Nottingham Shooting Match. Now, the sheriff was very angry when his plan failed. He swore he would hang the tinker as a traitor if he ever caught him. He spoke to no one and no one spoke to him, for he spent all his time alone, thinking of a plan to take Robin. Finally, he found one that couldn't fail. He decided to proclaim a great shooting match and offer a prize so grand that daring Robin would risk a day among the sheriff's men to show his skill. The sheriff planned to surround him before he could escape. So the sheriff sent messengers north and south, east and west, announcing the match. The prize was to be an arrow of pure gold. Robin Hood first heard the news in Lincoln Town. He hurried back to Sherwood and called to his men. "Our friend the sheriff has proclaimed a shooting match. I would like one of us to win the golden arrow. What do you say, lads?" Young David of Doncaster spoke. "I have come from our friend Edom of the Blue Boar Inn. He tells me that this knavish sheriff is laying a trap for you at this shooting match, so do not go, good master, for I know he seeks to harm you." "Now," said Robin, "you just keep your ears open and your mouth shut, as a wise and crafty woodsman should. No, good David, we shall not be afraid of this sheriff. We will meet his tricks with our own tricks. Some of us will dress as friars, some as tinkers, and some as beggars. I will go too and shoot for this golden arrow, and if I win it, we will hang it in our greenwood tree." The day of the Nottingham shooting match was a colorful jumble of ribbons, flower garlands, silk banners, bells, ale, tents, and food carts. Every seat on the benches surrounding the shooting range was taken. The sheriff leaned forward in his place and looked keenly among the archers for Robin Hood, but there was no one dressed in the Lincoln green that he and his band wore. After the first two rounds, only three of all the strong and famous archers gathered that day were left. One was Gillo the Redcap, one Adam o' the Dell, and one a tattered stranger in scarlet with a patch over one eye. Of these men, only the stranger was near Robin Hood's height and build, but his hair and beard were brown, not yellow as Robin's, and he was blind in one eye. The people laughed when the tattered stranger stepped forward to shoot, for they thought no man could aim with only one eye. They were silenced when his arrow flew so true it hit the target's center. "What is your name?" asked the sheriff as he came down to award the golden arrow.
"Men call me Jacko Teviotdale," said the stranger.
"I believe that you draw a better bow than that coward Robin Hood, who dared not come today. Will you join my service?"
"No," said the man to the sheriff. "No man is my master."
It was a strange company that gathered around the greenwood tree in Sherwood that day. Among tinkers, friars, beggars, and farmers, there sat one man in tattered scarlet with a patch over one eye. In his hand, he held a golden arrow. As the others talked and laughed, he stripped away the patch and the rags, and showed himself all clothed in Lincoln green. "These clothes come off easily," he said, "but this walnut stain will stay in my yellow hair for a while." For it was Robin himself who had taken the prize from the sheriff's own hands. After a feast, Robin took Little John aside and said, "I do not like the sheriff thinking I am a coward." Little John winked at Robin and said,
"Will Stutely and I will soon send that fat sheriff news he does not expect."
The sheriff's dinner in the great hall of his castle was interrupted by a blunted arrow that suddenly flew into the room and landed among the dishes on the table. Tied around the shaft of the arrow was a fine scroll. One of the sheriff's men pulled the arrow out of the table, unrolled the scroll, and read,
"Now heaven bless thy grace this day, say all the men in Sherwood, for you just gave the prize away to Merry Robin Hood."
"Where did this come from?" cried the sheriff angrily.
"Through the window, your grace," said the man who had taken the arrow from the table.
End of chapter 4. They're endlessly poking and they have good time with their outlawness, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. They're merry, merry men. They love cracking a joke. And we love going to sleep. So good night.